cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Ariana Grande this morning here at Kiss FM. Kyle, Jackie, morning. And welcome to Only Lying, making a return to the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Shana is our little participant today. Shana's going to ring up her sister-in-law and do an Only Lying on her because the sister-in-law is getting married.
Yep.
Shana's the matron of honour. Shana's got the dress. Shana, this is so far right
correct
on track. This is the plan, right?
Hey guys, yeah, that's the plan. I'm so scared to call her, but she's going to kill me.
So is she a calm, rational woman, or is she a clicker? Or how do you think it's going to go?
She's definitely not calm. She's definitely a clicker. So I think, she's going to want to kill me, to be honest.
So Jackie said you're going to make out you've tried on the wedding dress and littered it with all your fake tan, and pretty much the dress is going to be ruined.
Yeah.
That's the premise.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
shall we just get this show on the road?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll
good
dial
luck.
Her up, here we go. And then it's all up to you. Shh, quiet now.
Hello? Hey, can you hear me? Oh, yeah, your number's on private. Oh, is it? I was using it for work. I forgot to put it back. Are you driving? Nah, I just parked. Hi, what's up? Oh, I need to tell you something, and I'm so scared. Like, I don't know how you're going to react. What? All right, just try and relax, okay? Like, when I tell you, just let me explain, and then... My heart is pumping. What? Okay, so you know how your wedding dress is at my house? Yeah? Well, I may have accidentally got a little bit of fake tan on it. Are you f***ing serious, Shana? Like, on the actual f***ing wedding dress? Yeah, on your actual wedding dress. What are you f***ing me on the wedding dress? How the f***? Like, why were you even touching my wedding dress, Shana? Because I was just looking at it and I thought, I don't know, I just wanted to try it on and see what it looks like on me. Like, why am I f***ing dress on? Are you f***ing stupid? Who the f***? Why the f*** would you try my wedding dress on? Like, are you f***ing serious right now? Tell me you're joking. I'm actually shaking right now. Like, you're not f***ing being serious, are you? Yeah, because it looked really pretty on you, and I just thought maybe it looked better on me. So
it's a custom-made $7,000 wedding dress, and you thought it would be a great idea to f***ing try my dress on? Like, you told me I could trust you and leave out your f***ing house, and you go and touch it. I'm actually going to f***ing cry right now. Are you f***ing serious?
I tried to scrub it off, but I think I made it worse.
What do you mean, like, scrub it off? Why the f*** would you scrub it? Are you kidding me?
Because it was only like a little spot, and then I thought I could just quickly get it off.
Shana, it's a f***ing wedding dress. Why would you touch away a wedding dress? You're f***ing tan on, are you dumb? Like, it's not even funny. It's $7,000. Like, what am I doing? My wedding's ruined.
I didn't realize that it was it was only a little bit, and I thought maybe I could just get rid of it. But...
Shana, it's a white dress. It's a white wedding dress. Are you serious?
But maybe, like...
No, there's nothing you can say. Like, are you f***ing Marty McFly? Can you go back in a f***ing time machine and fix my wedding dress? No, you're like, my whole wedding's ruined. I'm f***ing canceling my wedding. Like, are you serious right now?
But it was only a light shade of tan. Like, it wasn't even that dark. You might not even notice it on the day. Maybe we
I'm f***ing walking down the aisle with f***ing shit stains. Like, that's not even funny.
Well, why did you leave it at my house? Like, why did you leave your wedding dress at my house?
That's you why said that. You're my maid of honour. You're my f***ing... Are you serious right now? You're getting angry at f***ing me. Like, and you literally have the audacity to get f***ing angry at me right now.
Well, when I tried it on, the dress didn't look that good anyway. So maybe it is best if you just get a new dress.
You're a f***ing man. Honestly, you're a dead set f***ing bitch.
Look, I've already started researching and I've looked on Shein and, like, I know they look cheap, but some of them are really nice on there.
I'm not getting a dress off f***ing Shein, Shana! Like, what the f***, bro? Why the f*** would I get a dress off Shein?
To be honest, I've seen one on there that looks like your
f***ing Shein!
I don't even think Shein's that bad. Like, honestly, I've got stuff off there before. Wedding dresses are nice from there.
Where are you? Because I want to come and fucking find you, and I'm gonna run you over my car. Honestly, that's just where I'm at right now.
I'm not telling you where I am because you're. I'm not telling you where I am when you're angry like that.
I'll fucking come to your work, or I'll come to your house. Either at one of those places.
Hey, only lying.
It's Kyle and Jackie O. You're on the air, Danielle. This is Justin only lying. It's real.
Now, well, watch your mouth. Listen to you. Who's going to marry a, like a wharfie's wife with that profanity?
I felt
for you. You know, I thought Shana throwing the, what was that website she mentioned?
Shein.
I've never been on it. But
oh, yeah. I feel you can get like probably a dress for a dollar on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Danielle, listen, calm down. She knew, your sister-in-law, she knew this would stir you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pedro, how many beeps were in that? Can we ask our sensor team? Because it felt like it was almost Morse code, that whole thing.
One sec, I'm just counting. We're still counting. One second, please.
That's ridiculous.
There were 40 beeps.
40?
40.
Oh, my God.
We had to beep you 40 times, Danielle.
What a...
I'm so angry, you can tell.
Yeah,
but it's all good now. Your dress has not been touched. She hasn't tried it on.
I'm taking it from her house. She's not even having it anymore.
You know what? Don't take it from her house because I just feel that if you take it away, something will happen to it. Don't let this get in the road.
It's safe at my house. It's safe.
Congratulations on the wedding. How far away is it?
Oh, it's 8 weeks away. Oh, so yeah, can you imagine trying to find a wedding dress in 8 weeks?
Yeah, that would not be easy.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. Here's Melbourne traffic.
Today, the air crews returning a crash from the Monash outbound just after High Street, the right-hand lane closed. Speeds down to 40, but amazingly, inbound delays most affected. Everyone's soaring for look. Delays back to Stud Road. You can take the Princess Highway instead. Brake lights elsewhere for the Hume Freeway inbound from O'Hearn Road past Cooper Street, the Calder's Buildings, and Sunshine Avenue to Green Gully Road. Slowing too for the Westgate inbound from the Princess Freeway to around Williamstown Road. Slow down for a speed trap today. Browns Road, Cranbourne South. Uncover Asia's best kept secrets. Fly direct from Melbourne to Kuala Lumpur from only $339. Visit airasia.com and book now to go somewhere different. T's and C's apply. Because cloudy, a top of 23 today, right now 10 degrees. It's Andy. Kiss traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
We're gonna have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor. We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello. The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Does your to-do list give you the ick? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's scrubbing Barbies, doing the airport pickup, or styling your mullet, there's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list. So you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with Eljana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at Eljana. Eljana. Eljina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Like priority boarding? Extra baggage allowance? And relaxing in the lounge before takeoff? Unlock a world of global travel benefits with the award-winning HSBC Star Alliance credit card. Experience the first credit card in Australia that allows you to earn Star Alliance Gold status. Search HSBC Star Alliance to learn more. T's and C's and minimum spend apply. Credit provided by HSBC Bank Australia.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge. T's and C's apply. Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
Sign up with Engie Saver and you'll get up to $400 in bill credits. That's $200 credit on gas and $200 on electricity. That's epic value. Even our disclaimers are epic.
An average residential customer using 4,000 kilowatt hours per year on a flat rate in the City Power Network will pay $1,125, 23% below the VDO, including GST in the first 12 months of their energy plan. Bills may change depending on usage. Basic plan information documents are available online.
With Engie, it's possible. Search Engie for more.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to gourmet with handmade foodery sandwiches and wraps. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store.
The most anticipated restaurant in NKR history.
Easy.
Easy peasy Mike and Petey cook. On all new NKR, tonight 7:30 on 7 and 7 Plus.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment? You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. For fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 28th September, unless sold out prior. One way, excludes check baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
This is... The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Hey everybody, this is Post Malone.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Your art song, I Had Some Help.
On Kiss.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb cause you made me. You're telling all your friends that I'm crazy, like I'm the only one. Why'd you throw them stones at you? Had a wild hair on too, living in your big glass house with the view. I thought you knew I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself. Don't act like you ain't helped me pull that bottle off the shelf. Be deep in every weekend, if you couldn't tell. They say teamwork makes a dream work. Hell, I had some help. You thought I'd take the blame for us to crumble and go.
Post Malone there. Hear a kiss.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
Too much information.
Too much information.
Yes, here we go. TMI. We're sending these guys out on a date. We'll meet Brady, our chubby chaser. Let's bring Brady in. Brady the chubby chaser, ladies and gentlemen. Hey!
Yeah,
good. Hey, Jesus, look at this bloke.
I know. Good-looking fella. Look at this fella. They weren't lying.
No. Now, okay. Brady, we're going to go through some stats. Don't say too much.
Yes.
Because we've got all these fatties on the line that they're keen to date you. And it's very refreshing that a good-looking, young, fit, tall, tattooed tradie wants to romance with the larger ladies. When did you find that you liked the larger woman?
Oh, so it all started back in... I went on a trip to Brisbane with a few mates.
Yeah.
And we had, like, a little, like, wager going on between us. So blah, blah, blah. Who can get with the biggest girl in the club?
Oh, that's right.
And this was before I sort of knew I had a fetish for him.
Right.
And then whatever happened, the night went on, and I saw this girl. Easily won 10 kilos.
Really?
So I was talking to her, getting with her in the club, and I was like, let's get out of here. But there was
she must have thought all her dreams had come true.
Yeah, but there was no way back to my hotel, so took her to the alleyway and did what I did, and then...
You smashed her in the alley in Brisbane behind the club.
Yeah, then the police came down the alleyway and he gave me the move on, and I was walking off. He goes, listen, mate, you can do better than that.
Oh, no!
Wow, even the cop couldn't believe it.
Wow. Okay, wow. And so wait, what was it about that you realized I actually am really into bigger girls?
Yeah, it was just the size, just more to hold on to, just everything about them. And one thing about the bigger girls, those skinny girls, they can go get this and that there, here and there, but a big girl, she's going to treat it like her last one. So she goes hard.
I told you, Jackie. I told you.
He was right. He said that.
This is the rumor going around. A bigger woman is a great lover, right?
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, listen, we've got a lot of girls. Now, there's 10 in total on the phone. They'll all be listening on hold. You will give out facts about yourself, and if they don't like something they hear, they'll hang up, and we'll let you know which ones hang up at which time.
Okay.
All
so
right,
we've got
so
quite
Brady.
The plethora of people
How
there.
Old
let
you?
Me
You're
tell
21,
you.
You're 21, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we've got 35-year-olds and 20-year-olds, 32, 27, 46, 44, 19, 41. So we've got a good range of different age groups there. Let's fire off, Jackie, fact number one from Brady the Chubby Chaser.
I'm really into butt stuff.
Oh, Jesus, we're not mucking around here. Straight to the good stuff. Okay, no girls have hung up. Yep, they are all down for that. Okay, let's go. Fact number two.
I once had a sugar mama, and that's how I realized I liked being tied up.
Hey.
Oh, you like being tied up. Okay. You had a sugar mama?
Yeah, well, the sugar she was giving me wasn't money. It was something else. Let's just say it was something else. So
cocaine?
No.
Oh, right. What was it? Something different.
No, just she was just giving me sex and teaching me all sorts of things.
When was that? Like, if you're 21 now, when was that?
Oh, I was about 19.
Oh, my God. How old was she?
Oh, easy late 40s.
Oh, wow. And she taught you...
Not one of the girls has hung up,
no,
by the way.
No, why would they?
She's the one who pretty much... I figured out I like butt stuff after her.
Okay, fact number three.
I'm Samoan, but I'm more into white girls than black girls.
Hey, a racist Samoan. Not one has hung up. Hey, we lost one. Celeste, 46-year-old, weighing 110 kilos, soaking wet. She has never had sex before. Oh, what? 46, she's never had
sex. Get her out of
here. She was after a plus-size white guy.
Oh, she also owns a white guy. Okay.
She also owns 11 rescue cats. So you dodged a bullet there, my friend.
Big time. Ooh,
okay.
Okay. The next fact, please.
I love licking gross body parts. I'll stick my tongue anywhere.
Where'd this bloke come from? Look at Jackie. Her breath's been taken away.
This is the best. Oh,
Bethany wasn't into it. Was a professional eater. That was what she does for a living. She once ate 50 hot dogs. Oh, we lost another one.
Wait
There's
a minute,
Lily.
Go back. What happened with Bethany? She's a professional eater.
She only wears rashy T-shirts when going to the beach. She's a makeup artist. She was one of those sort of, she'd enter those contests, like the hot dog eating contest.
Oh,
she's a big beast. And Lily, unfortunately, Lily's looking for a guy who is sweet and treats her right. is...
Yeah, he's sweet. He doesn't... He wants to lick your dirty body parts, guys.
Hang on, but not every girl wants to be licked clean like you're an actual dog.
No, don't knock it.
What's your favourite part to lick that's, like, do you like?
I'd love to suck toes and ears.
Ears?
I have a big ear thing.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Okay, jeez. Okay. He might not need any of these women on the phone. What? Okay, next fact, please.
I spent over $7,000 on tattoos, so my body is covered, but I'm definitely getting more.
Okay, so big tattoo. So you, most of your body's covered in the tats?
Yeah, so I got my chest and my back end. I got a full arm sleeve at the moment, but I want to get more.
What do you got on your chest? Pop them those tradie buttons open. Show Jackie what you got going on there. You don't want to show her?
No, I'll show her. I just got that.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Jackie, that's got bad boy written all over it. You would die for that, right?
What is wrong with these women?
Sheila, I don't think Sheila got the shits because he was flirting with Jackie. She works at Aldi as a shelf packer, hates tattoos, thinks they make you look broke.
Oh, no.
Thinks they make you look broke.
That's an old-fashioned way of thinking.
That's what I said. She doesn't wear deodorant because she thinks natural smells better.
Oh, you would have liked that.
Yeah, I would have been into that.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You'd have been feasting on them armpits.
Did we see how much? Oh, she was 101 kilos.
Yeah, big.
I can't believe Sheila hates tattoos.
Jackie, stop. Will you stop doing your hair?
I know.
That
I can't
flicking
help
of your hair.
All right, carry on. Let's hear the next fact.
I don't want any weird girls that are into crystals.
You can't stand one of those wishy-washy. Anna's gone. She's retired but looking for a job, loves tarot cards and saging around her house. That's that shit they burn. Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
She's after an Asian man because large penises hurt her. Mm. Okay, she was 68 kilos. Old Anna gone.
Yeah,
no, she's 86.
Oh, did I say that? Oh, sorry, my mistake.
She's 86. She's within the range.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, how many do we have left? Three. Okay, let's do the next fact.
I love when girls keep their pubes, but they have to be maintained.
Oh, you love a bush, brother.
Love the bush.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just more like a mature sort of vibe. I don't know.
Yeah, right. So you like older.
It's a bit mumsy, though, isn't it? Looking at the who went there? Who'd we lose there?
Brianna?
Oh, Brianna works as a laser hair removalist. No wonder she wears. Her body is totally hairless, this one. Even her arms. And she smokes one packet of cigarettes per day. Weighing in at 95 kilos, Brianna is now out of the running.
She's gone. That leaves two left.
Wow.
We've got 35-year-old Jenna and Melissa, who's 19.
Okay, here we go. Next fact, please.
I love footy, especially the Tigers, so you need to like footy too.
You have to like footy. You don't want someone whinging, wanting to watch Vanderpump Rules while you're watching the football.
Well, I just don't want to be sitting down on a Sunday with my mates and you come in pissing me off because I'm watching the game.
Yeah, you want someone to get into it with you. I get that. Okay, next fact, please.
Whenever I get drunk, I usually piss myself.
Wow, the honesty is so refreshing. So you're pissing your pants or you're pissing you in bed or what's going on here?
God,
the guy pisses himself.
Them all.
It's not every time, is it?
Oh.
Is it every time?
How many times would you have pissed yourself?
Listen, when I drink, I go hard. So we're up near the probably 20.
20
times. Now, is this on the way home or is it still at the club?
Oh, at the hotel. So after we go out, having a big one at the hotel, get a few things here and there, and just all go south.
Right.
Oh, right.
Should we hear the last fact anyway?
Of course, we must hear all 10 facts. Someone might ring back. Here's fact number 10.
Me and my best friend always share our girls, so you'll have to be up for that.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. What do you mean? You're too out in them? Or do you mean that if you want to root his missus, there you go, oh, mate, I wouldn't mind smashing your missus. Smash your...
So, like... Just say I'm, like, sleeping with a girl. I'll be like, oh, he wants to try you out. And if you're not down for that, I'm not down for you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What a mate. This bloke would be a... What a wonderful friend you are. Hey?
Do you find it difficult to find girls then?
Oh, yeah.
That's
why I come on the radio show, Find Love, but...
Find Love. How hard's that to find, in all honesty?
I think.
Hey, hang on. Hey, what are all these people ringing up? Are these people ringing up to get involved, Pedro?
Yeah,
what's happening?
You got Molly there.
Oh, okay. Women have rung in.
Molly is keen on you. Molly, hi.
Hello.
Oh, you sound eager. Hey, Molly.
How fat are you, Molly? What are the digits? What are we dealing with here?
I'm like 80.
80. Is 80 all right?
Yeah, that's all right.
He's got a twinkle in his eye.
And did you hear, I don't know whether, Molly, you might have been ringing during the last fact, but can we just replay fact number 10 for Molly?
Me and my best friend always share our girls, so you'll have to be up for that.
Now, Molly, did you hear that last fact?
No, I didn't.
So...
She sounds pissed.
She does.
Kyle and Jackie O, live from Beverly Hills.
Let's go!
The world's biggest stars are hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O while they're in LA this week.
Hi, this is Katy Perry.
It's Jim Jeffries.
Please welcome Jason Alexander.
Plus, DJ James Kennedy, Jeremy Jackson, Kendra Wilkinson, and also Tyler Henry. Don't miss a minute of the Kyle and Jackie O show live from Beverly Hills every day this week on KISS.
Daily Mail Australia. Everything you need to know now.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Hey, straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Australia.
It'll be the hottest concert this year and you won't pay a single cent, Will.
That's right, Woods. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Winning season news update.
Sources confirm there's a 1-in-4 chance to win in the Monopoly game at Macca's, with prizes like a Ziggy Elite barbecue pack from Barbecues Galore and TCL Ultimate Home Appliance packages. Download the My Macca's app and play today.
Ends October 22. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Hello? Yeah, that is a lot of space. What are you going to do with it?
Make big plans with the Amex Business Gold Plus card. It comes with funding solutions to support cash flow, 3 points per $1 spent at selected businesses, and up to $550 back on selected business spend each year. Amex Business Gold Plus, just one of our cards for businesses on the grow. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Enrollment required. Annual threshold, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Benefit ends 31st December 2026.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Lazy mornings, freshly brewed coffee, clean sheets, laughter, tears, meals with the people you love, the butler's pantry that hides mess for the messiest of chefs, the rain shower head that washes away more than dirt, and a stylish facade you never tire of coming home to. Search Dennis Family Homes today and bring your meaning of home to life. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with Wind for comment. Go ahead, Wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage, and supporting us to go electric at home? Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts this Friday with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
Welcome to the circus. Arcade, bowling, crazy shakes and prizes. All in a day's play at Archie Brothers Circle Electric. Good times guaranteed. Search Archie Brothers deals for great school holiday offers.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it
just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free, and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Like to earn Star Alliance points and gold status? How about 0% interest for 6 months on flight bookings? Unlock a world of global travel benefits with the award-winning HSBC Star Alliance credit card. Experience the first credit card in Australia that allows you to earn Star Alliance Gold status. Search HSBC Star Alliance to learn more.
T's and C's and minimum spend apply. Credit provided by HSBC Bank Australia.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Book an eye test at OPSM today. OPSM, all about your eyes.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Here's Melbourne.
Enough is enough. Make a painted promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at polishedman.com. Together we can create a safer future. Got a broken down truck for the tow at Citybound. Just after Moreland Road, the left-hand lane closed and speeds down to 40. Brake lights in the Caldering down from Sunshine Avenue to Green Gully Road. A similar story on the Princes from Forsyth Road onto the West Gate, which in turn is under the pump to around Williamstown Road. Not too bad over the bridge into the Burnley though. The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $100 off the Medina King single bed. Shop now and find your fantastic T's and C's apply. The Kiss Cast, a cloudy one with a top 23 on the menu. Right now it's 10 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
A second Brownlow for a superstar morning. I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, Patrick Cripps has won the Brownlow medal with a record number of votes overnight. The inspirational Carlton skipper polling a massive 45 votes with an unbeatable lead with two rounds to go. The 29-year-old playing every game, averaging 28.8 disposals and 8 clearances. There's a breakthrough in the long-running paramedics pay dispute. Ambulance Victoria and the Allen government have struck an in-principle agreement. A 17% pay rise over 4 years. A new end-of-shift clause is also being suggested to make sure Ambos knock off on time. Coles and Woolies are being accused of hiking prices for short periods so they can then claim prices have been cut. The ACCC is taking them to court. And California is suing oil giant ExxonMobil, claiming the company's misled the public for decades about plastic recycling. The state says the company has always known recycling could never properly deal with plastic pollution. Your sport check coming up in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Aussies are in the box seat to take out the ODI series against England. We won the first game by 7 wickets at Trent Bridge and the second by 68 runs at Headingley. Victory at Riverside tonight would give us an unbeatable 3-0 lead. And the Melbourne Storm want Victorians to get behind the NRL team with no Melbourne teams in the AFL Grand Final. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
If you're talking exterior paint, professionals trust you're talking Taubman's All Weather. So start talking Taubman's at Bunnings Warehouse today.
Cloudy with chance of showers tonight, a top of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, rain easing and 15, then a shower or two on Thursday. Right now in Werribee, it's 11. In Dandenong, it's 10. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
$10,000 pub quiz.
Pop quiz.
Jade this morning playing for the $10,000.
Yeah,
morning, Jade.
How
are you feeling? Hope you're feeling lucky.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. I'm so excited.
Okay.
This is my first time getting through for the pop quiz.
Wow.
So I'm freaking out.
How do you normally do if you're playing along with someone else?
So me and my partner both play along. Yeah. Look, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to the pop quiz, but I've been getting better over the last few months.
Okay, that's good.
So you're learning. You're learning via the pop quiz.
Okay, Jade, well, you've got 60 seconds on the clock. We'll give you $100 for every question you get right, and if you get all 10, you get 10 grand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Has anyone got 9 right?
Is that, yeah,
yes, what, a couple of times.
That has happened.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay.
When no one's got any.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
All right, question number one. Who released the 2017 song Shape of You?
Oh, pa.
What sort of animal stars in the 1990 film Babe?
A kangaroo?
No, no.
Oh, pig. Pig.
Oh, okay, I'll give you that. You did realise. Glenn McGrath is an Aussie famous for which sport?
Cricket.
Yes.
Yes. What is the abbreviation for the Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Abbreviation? I don't know. I'm dumb. I don't know.
Okay. Who released the 2023 song The Business?
Let's get down to business.
Yeah. Oh, I love the song. Pass.
Okay. What is the Hot Tour Girl's real name?
Hot Tour Girl's real name?
You know the girl that spits on it?
Oh my God!
Who starred in the 2001 movie Tomb Raider?
Isn't it the black guy? I don't know.
No,
it's a woman, and it was Angelina Jolie. We got $200.
Oh, nearly the worst.
That's okay.
You didn't even get past question 7.
Oh my God!
Do you want the ones you passed on? Shape of You is Ed Sheeran's song. The abbreviation for Real Housewives of New Jersey is RHONJ.
Yeah, no one likes abbreviations.
Tiesto sang The Business, and Hot Tour's real name is Hayley.
Yeah, and Angelina Jolie is in Tomb Raider. Remember Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Man, she still looks good. She still looks good.
You're 27. That was probably before your time, was it? 20 years ago, would it have been?
I don't know, Jackie. I don't count. Count is for other people.
Okay, well, we'll send out the 200 anyway. Okay, Jackie.
Never mind. Never mind. Only 200 for her.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Kiss.
If I'm turning blue, please don't say.
FM, you're on the air. Kyle and Jackie O. We got a little segment we call I Want You Back. This is when you've been with someone in the past, and it could be 2 weeks later, it could be 20 years later, you realise, oh no, I've made a big error. I've made a big mistake in my life. I want them back.
Oh, yes. Dominique is that person, and he's going to be asking his ex-girlfriend, do you want to get back together?
Dominique.
Hi, Dominique.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good, man. Oh, good. So what happened with you? How long ago was this? Did you date this chick?
Okay, so basically we dated in high school, so we were together about 5 or 6 years.
Oh, the whole high school romance thing.
Yeah, that's it. I thought I'd, give it a shot. Last year in January, we actually took a break for a couple months.
Why? What was that over? Who instigated that?
I think it was mutual at the time. I think we wanted to just see, you know, how people take breaks and, you know, see if you can get back together or if you move on. And basically, I did actually like someone during that time.
Yeah. Another girl?
Another girl, of course.
Yeah.
then we got back together, and recently...
Hang on, did you bang that other girl while you were on the break?
Oh, I don't want the other one to find out, but yeah.
No. Okay, right, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. You're single.
We were on a break, as Ross and Rachel would say. We were on a break!
Yeah, yeah, well, for the kids listening, that's an olden day show that Jackie loves.
Yeah.
As Thurston and Mrs. Break. Howe would say, oh, Gilligan.
No, oh, my sorry. God, sorry.
Yeah, we've got to be everything to everyone here. Okay, so you're on a break.
And it's fine. Like, you're on a break. I get it. You can see other people if you're on a break, and which is, you know,
I don't think you can. I think when you're on a break... You're on a break to think about your own feelings, not to go dip
right,
in the wick,
Kyle,
everything that
actually,
moves.
No, you're right, because it is. I'm thinking if I was the other person, I'd be pretty hurt by that.
If you're on a break thinking about your own thoughts, but the blokes out there sticking it into little hotties, you're
that's
right,
true.
You don't want to know, so we'll keep that dark. So, Dominique, so you were rooting the other one, and then you were like, what? Then you were like, wow, I really want the original girlfriend back.
Yeah, no, so start of January is when we officially split up, but I think the reason might have been because before then, end of last year, that same girl started hanging around our friendship group.
Yes. Well, you think your missus at the time caught wind that you were sort of keen on this new one?
Yeah, 100%.
And that's why you split up and you took a break?
Yeah, look, I think so. So she didn't really give me a good reason, but...
Well, that's a pretty good reason. She's got the vibe, you like that other girl. And then as soon as you were on a break, you stuck it in there.
Yeah, no. But I don't think I think she had an idea, but she never really approached me about it.
Gotcha. So now, have you gone back to her since, or what's the update?
I've been trying to call her, message her, nothing. So I thought I'd give this a shot.
Oh, so she's not even taking your calls.
Yeah, she's ignoring you and not taking your calls. That's a really not a good sign, I got to say. I don't know.
Or is it just a playing hard to get sign, Jackie? No, you're the queen of all this, playing hard to get.
Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't sound good. How long has she been ignoring your calls for?
Since January.
Yeah,
that's not
a game. That's real.
It's only 3 months.
That's real stuff.
That's not a game, you sure? Some girls are in playing the long game.
Yeah. Look, I don't know.
I think if you're
going to
ignore someone's call, it's more like a week max. If you're getting ignored beyond a week, it's not a game. It's real. She just doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, right.
Do you reckon she found out you had dipped it into the other one?
Nah, I reckon she only found out that I liked her.
Right.
And then made it worse. Right. That
and you're not banging the other one? Why'd you stop banging the other one? The new one?
Oh, because we got back together last year.
Hang on. So you broke up, you banged the other one, then you got back together with the ex, and then you broke up with the ex again.
Yeah. So we took a break in January last year, and then we broke up this year in January.
Well, January is not a good month for you guys.
Have you had sex with other people in the downtime?
No.
Could have. You easily could have.
Yeah, no.
Not one, nothing.
So you're pinning all your hopes on Giselle, the love of your life.
Yeah.
Giselle, what a great name.
It's
instantly,
a beautiful
she sounds
name.
Amazing.
I wanted to call my daughter Giselle at one point.
Did
I love
you, but
that
you
name.
Looked at her and you were like, oh, no, you're a Catalina. You're a kitty cat. Let's call her next. I don't know how we're going to go if she's not taking your calls and hasn't been since January. But you never know. Sometimes the radio can, you know, turn things around for people. Not very often. But
yeah, usually
sometimes
it's the opposite.
It does, yeah.
So we'll give her a call. You sit on hold. And you think about what you're going to say and how you're going to grease.
Yeah, you need to make this a good speech. You know, it's all in what you say.
And don't be a macho. And, you know, like a lot of guys come on here and go, yeah, well, I want you. And then they wonder why it didn't work out.
Put
your heart on your sleeve. Do all the bulls. You know, all the shit you see on TV, the old, you know, where they get a piece of paper out and they go, since we've not been together.
No, that would be terrible.
My
don't
heart
read it.
Is broken. Oh, God, some people are horrible at the suck up. Me, myself, one of the greatest you'll ever hear on the sucker.
Oh, I know. Oh, I listen to you all the time.
Oh, man, I'm very good at it. Oh, I communicate for a living. I can't be beaten in an argument, and I can't be I can't be pushed aside when I'm putting my heart out there.
No, that's it.
Whatever.
Thank you for backing me up like always, Jackie.
You can't be beaten in an argument.
Never.
That's because you just turn around and say to people, well, I don't believe it. Where'd you get your information from?
That's right.
And unless we don't have our source ready to go.
That's right. It's just like court.
You claim that as a win.
Of course it's a win. If
nobody
you can't
ever
back
remembers where they get their information from.
Well, then this is what happens in court. You need to be prepared for an argument.
Anyway, this I want you back segment.
Let's
call Giselle next and find out is she ready to give him another go or not. Good luck.
Fingers crossed.
My fingers are crossed for you.
Hang around, Dominique. We'll get you back on in a sec, okay?
Thanks, Dominique.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, everyone. We'll get her on next.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Traffic isn't smooth all the time, but if you're about to move home, Storage King can smooth away with storage, moving and more. Get a plan just for you at storageking.com.au. Got delays for the Tulla Inn down from Bell Street to just after Moreland Road. Following now, they've broken down. Truck all lanes have reopened. Slowing for the Western inbound from Lakes Road to Hopkins Road. The West Gate struggling. City down from the Princess Freeway to Williamstown Road, as is the Monash from East Link all the way in towards the Domain Tunnel. Slow down for a speed trap today at Danbury Road Reservoir. Are your tyres electric? Hankook Ion, designed especially for electric cars and SUVs. You could say it's an EV-lution. Hankook Ion, the official partner of Formula E. The Kiss car's cloudy today, it's up at 23, right now 10 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss traffic and weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor. We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear cherries and the bells are ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in Instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
All right, hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like MoneyPlan in the CommBank app, one of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year Award for Best Digital Banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Feys I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Think you can own the NBL court from your couch? Then test your skills and start playing the game any NBL fan can win. Supercoach NBL. Be the coach. Challenge your mates. Win prizes. Head to supercoach.com.au today. T's and C's apply.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ambol Fruiteries Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ambol Fruitery. Offer ends October 1, see ambol.com.au for details.
If big savings are your goal, get into Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Sale. That's where you'll get your favourite vitamins, cosmetics, all at half price. Stock up on vitamins from Blackmores, Henry Blooms, Swiss, Caruso's, Go Healthy, Nature's Own, they're all there.
And score half price cosmetics like L'Oreal Paris, Maybelline, NYX, Revlon, MCO Beauty. Shop in-store, click and collect, or shop online and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply.
Sorry, though, the Chemist Warehouse footy final sale in September 29. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Dear Pacific Smiles Dental, I love the way you're there for me when I need you, even late nights and on the weekend. When I want to see you, it's just a few clicks online. No one respects my busy life like you do. You see me for who I am. It's like you've got X-ray vision.
Tanya, I'm going to lie you back now.
I love my Pacific Smiles dentist.
See you in 6 months.
6 months? No, but seriously, can't we do it next week? Pacific Smiles Dental, Australia's local dentist. Book online now.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
Accidents happen when we least expect them, but why should you be stuck without a car? That's why Right to Drive provides replacement vehicles to not-at-fault drivers. And here's the best part, it won't cost you a thing.
If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
T's and C's apply.
What's on our this year's Melbourne Royal Show?
Loads more animals.
Big and small.
Show bags
and carnival rides.
More fun for all.
Super dogs
and a new motocross show.
And more farm experiences to explore.
A feast of food and fireworks.
There's more off the dock for sure.
All of this
and so much more at the 2024 Melbourne Royal Show.
Family pass, just $99.
Starts Thursday until the 6th of October.
Tickets at royalshow.com.au.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. But what does that mean? It means thousands of people said they were really, 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 really pleased with our customer service and cover, which we're really happy about. Join Australia's most satisfied customers at Yui for insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. Yui, you insured. Products issued by Yui Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at yui.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Won't the real spin city please stand up?
Give it up.
What's up, y'all?
For Eminem.
This is Eminem.
You're listening to
Kyle and Jackie O.
Yes.
Ate some coking as a way of coping. Take the boom, get the case of OE.
face emoji. My suit may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
Yes, I have zero doubts that this whole world's about to turn into some Girl Scouts and censorship bureaus out.
So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted, mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed. Yeah, the shit is just like y'all have been, like jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. On the fight y'all in, when you debate who the best, but I'm some white chalk and win. I step up to that mic cock it then. Oh my god, attack chicken out again.
Jackie O this morning at Kiss. Okay, let's get Dominic on. We had him on before.
Dominic, we've given you a chance to think about what you're going to say to your ex-girlfriend who you want back. Now, her name's Giselle. She's about to join us. She doesn't know what she's on for, but all I can say is good luck.
Yeah, I'll talk to her first just to smooth the path, okay?
Thanks,
Giselle. Then I'll bring you in. Okay, stand by. Here we go. Putting her on. Giselle, hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you both?
Good. What are you doing? Good. Anything? You busy?
Oh, no, just waiting around.
Rooting around?
Waiting around.
Oh, waiting around.
Again, just hearing what you want to hear.
I don't know what
you're
doing.
Giselle, look, you're on for a particular segment. We won't say what it is because it'll give it away, but we do have your ex-boyfriend Dominique on the phone.
Do you remember him?
Sure do.
Now, he told me he's had some difficulty trying to connect with you. I think maybe you blocked him back in the day and you forgot to unblock him.
No, definitely didn't forget to unblock him.
Oh, maybe you just didn't see his calls or his text messages or something?
Look, what is this segment about?
Okay, well, let's get Dominic.
Let's put him on.
Dominic,
here's Giselle. Giselle,
hey,
you remember Jez. Dominic?
Hey, Jez. Oh, God. Hi, Tom. You don't sound happy to hear from me? No, not really. Kind of like blocked you on our platform, and this is how you contact me? Well, yeah, like Kyle and Jackie have said, I have tried contacting you, but I haven't gotten through. Change your number? Maybe.
Why are you getting all passive-aggressive, Dominic? It's not working out. Like, that's not what
Dominic.
We discussed.
I know.
We didn't discuss. They'll change your number. Like, you just get into the greasy.
Get into it, Dominic.
Yeah, look, okay. So, obviously, tried calling you before. Nonetheless, practically, I want you back.
And keep going.
We gave you 8 minutes to think about this, Dominic.
What a terrible...
Yeah, I don't know what I've done bad.
Listen, tell her why you want her back. You can't just say, I want you back, and then think that's everything's going to be forgotten. You've got to tell her why you want her back.
Yeah, look, she was Giselle, Jazz, you were my first girlfriend. We had a lot of good times together. You know, you're beautiful, you're smart, you are hot-headed sometimes. But, you know, that's why I do like you. That's honestly why I do. So,
well, she's not a pushover, you mean? Like, she says what she feels.
Yeah, she, like, no
so
bullshit
she's a
with
strong,
her.
She's a strong woman.
Very strong.
And you like that because, what, you don't want a pushover in your life. You want someone who stands up for what they want in life and...
Yeah, exactly.
You've grown to realise...
challenges you.
That, why am I doing the greasing? Dominic, keep going.
Because you're good at it.
Yeah, I'm great at it. I've got a lot of practice.
All right, so, yeah, and then you want her back, right? You want her back. Giselle, he wants you back. What's the deal?
Okay. I'm going to say straight up, the deal is no. You know, we got together for a long time. You know, we're still young. A lot of stuff happened in between. You know, I'm pretty
like
sure,
what?
I don't know if he told you the full story. Yes.
Well, he told me that he might have, you know, had a wandering eye.
And yes, then, exactly.
Yeah, and then he's realised, the error of his way, which a lot of young men do. We're dumb when we're young. Dumb as. Like, really
and
stupid.
And we're on our break.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're on the break.
Yeah.
And then, and Giselle, have you been...
Is that all he's
done,
Giselle?
Sorry?
Is that it as far as you're concerned? That's all he's done? Just the wandering eye?
Well, it wasn't just the wandering eye. He actually started talking to somebody else. She started hanging around a group of friends and they got kind of close.
So it was the wandering eye of the penis that you're worried about, not the actual wandering eye of the head?
Nobody's second option here. First and first only.
Well, you can't argue with that. I would argue, but then
I don't
want to be called a gaslighter, so I'll just sit back here twiddling my thumbs, Ned Flanders style. And ugly dogly. Where do we go from here, Dominic?
Well, now I'm starting to think I caught for the wrong segment. I should have been the one that, you know, where they're single and they ask 10 questions and whoever's last on the line, they go on a date.